ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're learning Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. Gemara starts in the bottom of Kuf Lamed Zayin and Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, HaKaisiv Nechasiv La'acher. Someone who writes his Nechasim to someone else. V'Amar Aloy Efshib Behen. And the other one says, I don't want them. I can't have them. Kana. He's still Kana. V'afilu Amad V'tzavach. Even if he's screaming and saying, I don't want them, he's kind of. Rabbi Yechon says, no, if he doesn't want them, he's not kind of. There's no machlekes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon. Kan betzavach mikara. If, as soon as he gets the nechasim, as soon as he was given the nechasim, he right away screams, Yefshiba, so then he's not kind of. He can't be kind of malkarcha. Kan beshesek mikara ul besef tzavach. And the other case is, when he's quiet, and then afterwards he screams, so since he was quiet first, he was already kaina, and then the screaming's not going to help. So the Rishbam says, Tzavach mikara, what does it mean he screamed right away? Mitchila, kashemasalo izayas hashtar, as soon as hashtar was given over to him, hischot tzavach, he started screaming, hilchach loikana. She'ein mezakel leladam balkarchai, because you can't give someone something against his will. And the Rishbam says, because it's a chayiv, because it says, so it's not always a good thing to get matanis. There are a lot of advantages in hating matanis and not getting matanis. So the Rishash asks, why did the Rishbam have to lay through this thing? Because chayiv ulay, he says, the seini matanis yichya. Because it's not a good thing to get a matana, because seini matanis yichya. Let's say it wouldn't be a chayiv b'chlal. Then it would work balkarchai. He doesn't want it. He says he doesn't want it. You have no das. He has no das to be kind it. What's the Rishbam legging su the chayv ulay the seinim atanis yichya? And if it wasn't a chayv, then he would have to be kind it balkarchai. That misses the Adramat, Rabbeinu Gershom, they don't like it su. They say, stam, ein zog alonim balkarchai. Doesn't matter if it's a chayv or a schus. He can't be magnus someone. He can't give someone something balkarchai. So Rishash says he thinks that the Rishbam is just explaining why he wouldn't want it. And he says, just like the other thing, the Gemara then brings a brisa, HaKaisav Nechasav La'achav Ha'i Ben Avadim, V'am Aloy Efshi Ben, someone gets all the Nechasim, but there was some Avadim, he says, Avadim I don't want. So Rishbam says, that's why he was scheming, Shein Yerotz Halazan Avadim, he doesn't want to feed the Avadim, even though you could say, same even Zanach, but he wouldn't want to do that. So if he owns Avadim, he'd have to feed them. And that's why he doesn't want the Avadim. So he says, why did the Rishbam say it? Dr. Rishash, Mestam and the Rishbam said, there, just stam to give you a reason. Why shouldn't he want it? Guy gives him Avadim, why not? So he gives you a reason, because you have Avadim. It's not always so good, and you have to feed them. You could say, same Yivein Zanach, but he wouldn't want to do that. So male to the Christ to have Avadim. So male, the Rishbam's just giving you a reason why he wouldn't want it. So here also, the Rishbam is just explaining why someone wouldn't want a matana because Seini matana is yichya. But really, even if it wasn't the chayiv at all, even if there was absolutely no reason why you shouldn't want it, but still, you can't give it to Malkar Chay. But then he says the Rishbam is not mashman away. The Rishbam says, Eim ezagel Malkar Chay de chayiv uloy, de ksiv Seini matana is yichya. It's not mashma, he's giving the reason b'chlal why he shouldn't want it. It's mashma that he's explaining why it doesn't work. It doesn't work. The chayiv ulay ksiv seinu matanis yichya. And even the other Rishbam met the avadim. It's also maybe a bissel shver. The Rishbam has to give a reason why he wouldn't want avadim. Kasha v'maisa, why he would not want avadim? Why does Rishbam have to explain to you why he wouldn't want avadim? Mestama fakert. Mestama that Rishbam is trying to explain that we see that he doesn't mind taking a matana. So what do you mean it's chayiv ulay ksiv seinu matanis yichya? He was kaisiv kol nechasiv liacher. And he doesn't want the avadim. He doesn't mind the matana. So, what's the chayiv of the avadim? So he has to make a new chayiv for the avadim that he doesn't want to feed them. But I think the Rishbam faket. The Rishbam is l'shitasai. He has to explain. Otherwise, why does he have to explain why he doesn't want the avadim? Akashi v'maisa, why doesn't want the avadim? Teretz says he's not going to say the matana siyachke. He's a man just taking the matana. He just doesn't want the avadim. So Mela, for him, will be a schus. If them is Mazbid or Rishbam, no. taking avadim is a chayiv because you have to feed them, even though you're not merely mechayiv upi halacha to feed them, but you're going to want to feed them. You're going to feel responsible to feed them, and that's why it's a chayiv. But the Rashbam is mashma that had it be a complete schus, you would have to be kind of bar karchai. V'advarim t'mum, what's the pshat in that? Then this is, I found the Ein Yitzchak, Reb Yitzchak Elchanan, and Evin Ezer, the first shtickle, Simon Aleph, Eis Aleph. He's dining on a shiloh, which is something like today. It's famous in a big shiloh. When you have somebody who's married and his wife goes off the derech, and she leaves him, and she leaves Yiddishkeit, and she goes and marries someone else, Be'isr, she marries a guy. And now the husband wants to get remarried. Kama Paiskim say the halacha is he should be mezaket to her get. He could be mezaket to her get. Even though normally a get is a chayiv, you can't be mezaket get for your wife. But in this case, it's a schuz gomer because she already married somebody else. She's a seita. She cannot stay married to him. It's also been the right for her to stay married to him. He has absolutely no chayuvim to her whatsoever. She messed up the marriage. She got married to somebody else. She went off the derech. She's a seita. He has no chayuvim whatsoever. So the get is not causing her any loss. This marriage is completely gone. The balamayis is not, the husband's not mechayiv to anything. And it's not shaykh for them to be married again. All the get is doing for her is that now she won't have an isser eishes ish when she lives with her new husband. It's going to save her from being an isser eishes ish acham b'machal yayim. So it's a schuz gomer. Here you have a case of a get that's a schuz gomer. Novazdam. But what if she says she doesn't want a get? She says that klar, don't give me a get, I'm not taking a get, I'm not interested in a get fartik. Could you be mezaka for a get bal karcha? So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan brings this Rishbam as one of his Makairis, he brings Kama Makairis, but one of his Makairis to bring that when it's a schuz gomer, it doesn't matter if the person's ayim v'tzavach, bring to this Rishbam. He clearly learns this Rishbam, halacha l'maisa, that the Rishbam is saying the reason why in Agamara it says that someone's mezaka nechasim to someone, he could be amad v'tzavach, if he's tzavach mikari, he's not kaina. That's because it's a chayiv. Sayinah matanis yichy is a ksas chayiv. Avadim are a ksas chayiv because you have to feed them. But when there's no chayiv whatsoever, even if someone's on mitzavach, it works. Agaval de gechidish. And he brings a Rashba. The Rashba in Kedushin daf chav gimel, he's discussing the halacha. Let's say an Eved does not want to be free. He wants to remain an Eved. And the Adam wants to free him. And the Adam gives a shtar shichur to someone to be zeicha for his Eved. We paskin is a schus from an eved to be yetzitach as rabbi lecheris. So normal, you could be zeicha shtashicha for an eved. But let's say the eved doesn't want. So right behind him, they hold that it doesn't work. But the Rashba says, lulei de mistafina, I would say it works. Ah, you can't be mezaka mammon when he doesn't want. That's how Gemara mefurish when you mezaka mammon and it's tzavach, it doesn't work. Zak the Rashi, mamish like the Rashba. Umatnas mamin shani. The life's chuz gomer. Who adaraba chayvu mitzad atzmei. The siv sayin matanis yichya. Elamiu mitzach and afshal mecham nasan karis chuz. Getting money is not such a gracious chuz. It's a chayv sayin matanis yichya. Now since people want money, the taivus hamamin. The taivus hamamin makes it a chuz. I will get shichur, the schuz gomru, the matir baschayrin, umachnisel chalmitzis yisroel, zachalay mikol makam, afilo oime vitzavach, but let daita eitza kolada. Shtah shichur is a schuz gomru. Now he can marry a baschayrin, now he's mechayv all the mitzis, now he becomes a full yid. That's a schuz gomru. Even if he says the chvilnish, doesn't matter. Works. Baruch Meir is a whole shtickle on this Rashba. In Kedushin Simon Yadalid, he explains as I. He says, "What's the pshat that a schus which is not a schus gami? He says zachalarim shloi befanav. But there, if he savach, it doesn't work. He knows if it's a chayiv, even if he wants it, it doesn't work. It's not a schus; it's a chayiv. But you have something which is a schus. It's not a schus gomer, but it's a schus. You say zachalarim shloi befanav. But there, he could be savach. Mashen kain a schus gomer. He can't even be savach. What's the pshat in that?" Rashi Mugana says, avoid the butla daita eitza kol adam. It sounds like we don't take his tzavach seriously. Basich nisht. Baruch Meir says, avoid, kain like this. He says, You could clear. What's the pshat in skia? You're mamish the bailim. You become mamish the bailim. You're mamish the bailim. Kilu the bailim did it. That's the word the skia. They skia. You're mamish b'makom the bailim. Well, no. You could do something for the bailim. You could do something with seirich the bailim. Not pshat, you're the bailim. You're mamish. Take over the bailim. You could do something for the bailim. It could work for the bailim. Says by skuz gama, you become mamish the bailim. That's how the skia works. You're mamish the bailim. So it's not negating what the Bailam think if they say no. You're the Bailam. You take over for the Bailam. Now, Shagin is Slush Shane and Gomer, so then you could do it on the Bailam's behalf. You could be Bamakam the Bailam. But you're not Mamish the Bailam. So mainly, you can't be Bamakam the Bailam. If the Bailam say, ahead you, we don't want you, Bim Kaimai, then you don't, then it doesn't work. As I teach you, Baruch Ber. That means you can say it a little bit differently. It's not Rav Baruch Ber's word. I'm saying myself. Another Chakiri, you can say it in this siphon. This is not the way Baruch Ber says it. But stop, you do it. There's a machalikas yishayim in this. Is the pshat that Shliach works as a non-sadi that you're the Shliach? Since he would have made you the Shliach, so even though he's not here to make you the Shliach, it's Shloi b'fanav, but a non-sadi will say that Avadi would have made you a Shliach, a male could be a Shliach without him making it. It goes without saying that he allows you to be a Shliach. That's Shliach mitam Shlichus. Oh no, the Shliach works. Because you have a kayach to be kind for someone else. You have a kayach that your kinya works for yenna. That's chiyalami tam shlichus. No, it's not the pshat that I'm a shliach. As if I could be kind for myself, when it's a schus, I could be kind for yenna. My kinya works for yenna, not because I'm a shliach. Be'etzim, my kinya can work for yenna. Efshet Rashi holds like this, that chiyalami tam shlichus would only work if it's a schus gomer. If it's in reality a chayiv, it's just people want it. That's what he's saying about mammon. Mammon's a chayiv. Just people want it. That's why it's a schus. So there the pshat is if it's in reality it's a chayiv, or has its sad chayiv to it, which will make it a chayiv. Now, almost everybody isn't interested in that, doesn't care about that chayiv. They want the money. Winning $1 million in lottery is ishpashit. Now everybody wants it. Good. So an ansadi, that the pshat is he'd make you a shliach, but it's not a schus. So Mela, if it's going towards an ansad, he'd make you a shliach. Avad, if he says he won't make you a shliach, Avad, it doesn't work. But if it's a schus, Gomestami could do it on his behalf. You don't need the shlichus. It's kind of like a baruch bev, it's a different word. They have schielamitam shlichus, because when it's a schus, Gomestami, you don't need that you're doing it on him on his behalf. Stam, you could be zeicha for him. So even if he's on mitzvah tiny, the Rashbi can be zeicha for him. So Rabbi Yitzchak Chan and Shtel sued the Rishbam and the Rashbi together. That's his makiris that by a schutz gomer, on mitzvah doesn't help, and it would work without the on mitzvah. But the emphasis is it's still going to be a shver Rashbi dachsich. Rishbam, I mean. First of all, the Rashbi himself goes weiter after he says this yisayin that by a schutz gomer you could do it even by on mitzvah, and by Matana is not a schuz gom because Seine Matana is Yichya. And that's why Om Vitzavach works. Then he asks the Kashi. He says, even though Mitzia and Nechse Ager and Leket Shechel Pei is a schuz gomer, because there is not a Matana. Vaisis he held, there is no Tzad Chayv. There is no Seine Matana is Yichya. So Mitzia, Nechse Ager, Leket Shechel Pei is a schuz gomer. And he also says, the Ger Kaden that's in Tvilu Al Das Bezdin is the same schuz gomer as an Evid. And the Gemara there says, "Igdilu yichayl limchais." You megayer a ger katan. When he gets older, he decides. Why? Because since it went to tzchia, so as soon as he gets the das to make his own decision, he could say, "I don't want the tzchia. I it's a schuz gomer. I geiris is a schuz gomer." So the Rashba says, "Hachashani the ilu isel evit kan kafinale lekabule bal karchay ki lesanami mezakalei bal karchay." So now the Rashba is saying a different word. The Chayri is saying like this. I have a raya, not like what I just said. This is our Baruch Ber learns. First, he wanted to make a chiluk between a schuz gomer and a schuz she'ena gomer. That a schuz gomer you could do about karchai, a schuz she'ena gomer you don't need daitai, but he has a right to be meicha. You can't do it if he's amad v'tzavach. But then he says, no, I have cases of a schuz gomer, which doesn't work with a mitzvah. Mitzia, nechse ager, leket shechu peya, all these things you don't have, say the matan nesiach yet. Gerkatan shetvila das bez in ikdil lechel nimchais. It's a skuz gomer. So now he's saying a different word. He's saying those things. If the guy was here in front of you, there's no way to do it bal karchai. So who would deny de shliach? He can't do it bal karchai. Mashenkin and Evan, if he was here, you could be meshachrim al karchai. You give him a get shichur in his hand, and he's meshachrim al karchai. So ay bezai, when it's a schus, it doesn't help the amud v'tzavach. And he says, I by get you could do bal karchai if she's here and you can't do it de shliach bal karchai. That's because of chayv. But when it's a schus, and you could do it bal karchai when he's here, you could also do it de shliach bal karchai. What's the hesber? What's the pshat that you really can't do a schus gam bal karchai? But by shichur is different because you could do it in front of him. If he was here, you could do it bal karchai with him. So who would then do a shliach bal karchai? But that also only works when it's a schus. How does the two get together? That if it's a schus, A, and B, you could do it bal karchai, then you could do it al yidei shliach bal karchai. Hazad Yer Baruch Bey, the pshat is like this. How come by a schus gomer, then when the guy is tzeveach, it doesn't work? What's the pshat in that? Is it the pshat that even by a schus gomer, but when he's tzeveach, he can't be a shliach? He can't do something on his behalf when he's tzeveach. Zachal Ladim Shleib Befanav is only because we assume that he would agree. If he tells us he doesn't agree, then there's no way he could do it on his behalf. That's one tzad. But there's another tzad. It's not the pshat that the etzin, the maisa, can't be considered a maisa on his behalf. It could. By a schus gomer, like we said before, you don't need shlichus. You don't need, it's not a non-sadi that he's a shliach. Stam, yim emailim kaimai, period. Ah, so Ayvazai, why doesn't it work by Mitzia, by Hefker, by Leket Shechu, Peya? Why doesn't it work by Gerkata, and why doesn't it work by these cases? The Taris is good. You're a shliach, you did a mice on his behalf. But there's no way that you could make a kinyan when he says no. You have the mice of kinyan, you have the mechanics of the kinyan, the mice was done on his behalf. But still, if he says no, it's no. Even if you put it in his own hand, bal karchai, it doesn't work. So here, ein achinami, by a schuz gam, the hand of the shliach is mamish his hand. And there's nothing his mechal could do to make it ice his hand. But good, but the kinyan's not going to work if he says no. So that's what the Rajma means. So memela, by leket shichu peya hefke mitziya, by ger katan, ein achinami. The mice is done on his behalf, it's kilu, he did the mice. But in those things, if he did the ma'isa bal karchai, someone forced him to do the ma'isa, it doesn't work. Mashenka by Eved, since it's a schuz gomer, that means the ma'isa is being done, it's his ma'isa no matter what. And he doesn't want it, he can't do bal karchai, shichri could do bal karchai. And that's why it works. So if he said, the maskana of the Rashba is, that even by a schuz gomer, the only way it would work is if it's something which, if you do with him alone, you could do it bal karchai. So there, and it's a schuz gomer, and you do it with the shliach, you could also do it bal karchai. Mashenkin matanis mamin, even with him alone, you can't do it bal karchai. So a mele, even if it would be a schuz gomer, you also wouldn't be able to do it bal karchai. So the Rashba is a good makar for a bitzik al-chan and shayla, because they were to my get. And the Rashba is mefurish. The only reason why it doesn't work by get is because of the chayiv. And if I have a case of a get, which is a schus, where the Isha ran away and she's married to another man, and now she doesn't lose anything by the get, just gains. And a get is something which you could do bal karchai if she's here. So mele, the get would work. But to explain this, Rishbam was talking about matana, it's not going to stem with the maskana of the Rashba, that by matana, even if it's a schus gomer, it doesn't work, because it's not something you should do bal karchai. Elamai, the Rashbam held like the Havman of the Rashba. That the pshat is, the Rashba started off saying that the only reason why Matana Tzavach works is because Matana is a chayiv. Sayinim Matana Sichya. It's called a schus because everybody wants it. But really it's a chayiv. If it would be an intrinsic schus, it would sound like you can't be Meicha. The Rashba asked the Kasha, so what do you do by Hefke, Mitzia? What do you do by Gerkotet? Maybe they'll throw it into the Kasha. But it's still shver to me. The Rishbam B'chlal is not talking about a shliach here. The Rishbam is saying that the shtar is being put in his hand. He's tzavach mitchilah, he's tzavach mikara mitchilah, k'shemasa layis a shtar, histol tzavach. L'chayah, the whole way to maybe learn that there's a din that by a schuz gomer, tzavach doesn't help, is when a shliach does it. A shliach is memakam the bailam by a schuz gomer, and tzavach doesn't help. But if the person himself is tzavach, l'chayit is b'chlal n'maisa kinyan. Someone throws a shtar into his hand, the shtar matana b'akarchai, even if it's a schuz gomer, avada wouldn't help. There's no das kinyan, there's no maisa kinyan here b'chlal. So mele, I feel enough that we have this yisayif in the Rashba, I still have a kasha. Divrei Rashbam is still tzrichim ienli. I don't understand why you'd have to say it's a chayiv if you're not even doing with the shliach, you're doing with him himself. Even if it'll be a schutz gomer, if he doesn't want it, he has no das to be kainet, the chayiv the kinyan shouldn't work with tzarechiyah. Now the Rashbam goes weiter. The Rashbam says, v'nais in atzman le'arzuloi. When someone gives a matana and the other one's not mekabel it, he says no, it doesn't go to the nisen. The nisen loses it because he gave it. The nisen was mesalik because he gave it and the mekabel didn't get it because the mekabel doesn't want it. Is what's it in its hefker and anyone could take it. And he brings the Gemara in Krisus. And that's Rishbam Shita. And later, the Gemara brings down that Reb Shimon Gamliel, he says, the case where, and the Tanakhama holds that the Sheni gets it anyway. Like the Gemara explains, he was Shasek first, and then he was Savach, and the Rabbanon hold that once he's Shasek, he's Kaina, and the Tzvicha afterwards doesn't help. And Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no. Kevin Shamal Yevshin Kvazocha Ben Yershin, which he holds that since it was Mizak al De'acher, he didn't have to be Savach Mikari, he didn't get it yet. If he's Savach before he takes it himself, that's like a Tzvicha. But there it says Kvazocha Ben Yershin. It doesn't say it's Hefker. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds it's a Tzvicha, it doesn't say it's Hefker. So Rishbam tells the Chan this, and he says, Einechanami. Reb Shimon Gamliel doesn't know like Rish Lakish, but we pass him like Rish Lakish. That's how he learns up the Gemara in Krisus. But Taisus and the Rishayim here, the Ramban and all the other Rishayim, they argue on the Rishbam. They all know. They hold that when someone gives a matana and the Makabel doesn't take it, so it's not Hefker. He only was giving it to the Makabel. If the Makabel doesn't take it, he never meant to give it if the Makabel's not going to take it. So it doesn't become Hefker. They bring a raya from the Gemara Bava Kama. The Gemara Bava Kama says, Sandav Kufta Zayin, and there was Rav Safra was going with the group, and there was a lion that was protecting them, and they had to give a donkey. Everyone had to give their donkey to the lion when it was their turn. When it was Rav Safra's turn to give his donkey to the lion didn't eat it. So the Gemara says it's not Hefker, even though Rav Safra gave away his donkey to the lion, but he only gave an aldai to the Aryeh, aldas of the lion. If the lion's not going to eat it, it's his. So here also, Enechanami, you gave it away, but you gave it away for the Makabel. If the Makabel's not going to take it, it still belongs to the Nisim. And they learn Rish Lakish Vakert. Rish Lakish says, Nisim Tanu Chavei V'Amma Lo Yevshiba. His Hefker is Dafka when he was Kainet. When the Makabel was Kainet, and then he said Yevshi. So Rish Lakish holds that works, that's like a Lashon Hefker, it's a Siluk. And it becomes Hefker. But if Akert, he was Savach Mikara, and he never received it, he never was Kainit, so then it stays by the Nisan, because the Nisan only gave it Aldaita to the Makabel. That's the Machlokes Rishayim. So Rabbi Chanan asks a kasha on the Rishbam. The Rishbam says that the Efshi doesn't work once you Kainit. Then it doesn't work. If it's yours, you can't just say Efshi. You can't just say, I don't want it. So what? You don't want it. That doesn't make it not yours. The Efshi works that if you weren't Kainit yet, and the Makabel says the Efshi, so he's not Kainit, and the Nisan gave it away, so Mela becomes Hefker. That's Rishbam, how he learns that the Gemara increases. So Fekter B'chanan, but how did it get away from the Nisan? If Vinishvi, this Kenyan wasn't Chal, and the Rishbam saying a Yisoid, once you own it, you can't just say, I don't want it. You can't just be Mesalik yourself. It doesn't work. There's no way you can be Mesalik yourself. You could be Mafkirit, that's a Maisa Hefker. You could be Maknit, that's a Maisak No. Efshi saying, I don't want it, pronouncing it not yours, that's nothing. So Ibazai, how did it get away from the Nisan? It belonged to the Nisan. There was no Hakna. There was no Hefker. Why doesn't it still belong to the Nisan? Even if you don't say the Svar that the Rishayim say that he only was Mafkir Adait to the Makabel. Let's say no. He gave it away. It's gone. But L'chaya, that doesn't work. You can't just disown an object. You can't just not own something because you don't want it. So what's the chilek if the Makabel says he efshi? The Rishbam says it's no good because once you kain it, you can't just say he efshi. So why when the Nisan, it gives the Matana, and the Makabel, before he's Makabel, it says he efshi. So fine, the Makabel's not kain it because he never was kain it. Fine. But how did it get away from the Nisan? Once it belongs to the Nisan, he efshi doesn't work. The Nisan's giving it away shouldn't work. I think the pshat's like this. I think the pshat is that the Maisa Kinyan itself works to take it away from the Nisan. The Maisa Kinyan has two aspects to it, two parts. A, it removes it from the Nisan's Rishus, and B, it puts it in the Makabel's Rishus. Here, it can't put in the Makabel's Rishus because he says he efshi. He was Savach. But the Maisa Kinyan Alain could still work Benegay the Nisan and get it out of the Nisan's Rishus. Stop saying Yefshi doesn't work, but a Maisa Kinyan works. That's what I think the Pshat is. Now, B'chanan asks the Kasha the other way. The Rishayim say this Svara. That if someone gives a Matana and the Makabel was never Makabelit, so then it can't be Hefker because the Nisan only gave it away. I died that the Makabel will take it, not a died that anyone else should take it. So, Vector B'chanan in the Gemara earlier, that Nandalanim and Beis says that a guy, if someone buys a sada from a guy and he gives money, pays for the sada, so the sada becomes hefker, it says, because the guy, as soon as he gets the money, he's fine. That's how guy are kind of with money. So he's already nostalgic. And the yid is only kind of with the shtar. He didn't get the shtar yet. So Mamela, he's not kind of. So the guy was maknit because he got the kesef. The yid wasn't kind because he didn't get the shtar. So it becomes hefker. You see, mefurish Rishbam Svara. And when someone's makna something, and the kaina wasn't kainit, you don't say the svar that the makna was only makna, and al-das, the kaina should be kainit, and the male, it still belongs to the makna. But you say, no, the makna was maknit, and if the kaina is not kainit, so it's hefker. But then this is a ridva over there, and after the number base, he asked for B'chanan's kasha. B'chanan didn't have the ridva, wasn't out yet. He asked the kasha, how could the Gemara say it's hefker? I, the Gemara Bava Kama, with the lion of Rav Safra, says, Rav Safra only gave his donkey to the lion, I'll ask the lion should eat it, otherwise it's not Hefker. Mamish with Rishayna bring the Raya, that the Nisan only gave it, I'll ask the Makabel should be kainit. The Raya from the Gemara Bava Kama, there is Va'as, so that Raya doesn't stem with the Gemara Bava Basra, and that from Dalan Mabez, that by a guy, once he got the Kesef, he's gone, he was Makna, and the Yid wasn't kainit without Ishtar. And the Dvar says, a guy is different. She ain't died to El Al Kaspay Van Asai. A guy is different. A guy doesn't care who gets it. If he gets his money, he's gone. He couldn't care less what happens with the field. Now, Shane came and stopped when a yid gives a matana to his friend, and his friend doesn't want it. Avad do we say that the yid didn't stop wanting to be Hefker. He only gave it Al Das the Shigot to his friend. His friend doesn't want it, so it stays by him. That's what the Rishayim hoped. Now, the Rashbam, he seemed to have learned this sugya. It's clear that when it says Hakaisiv Nechasav Liacher, it means that he wrote him a shtar and he gave the shtar in his hand. Savach Mikara, the Rishbam says, Metchila Kashem Masalay Zeh Ashtar. Shasach Vitzayv Savach, the Rishbam says, Kaven the Kibel Ashtar Beshtik and Estratz Liskus Metana. So talking about he actually received the shtar. Savach Mikara means at the time that he received the shtar, he says he doesn't want to be kind of. And Shasak Sev Savach means he received the shtar b'shtika, and then afterwards he says he doesn't want to be kaina. But the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam didn't learn that he received the shtar. And that's why the Rif and the Rosh says, and the Rambam also is clearly learning that way, that we're not talking about a Matnas Bari. Because the Matnas Bari, until he actually receives the shtar, he could be Tzavach. So this thing of a Kais of Nechas of La'acher, which they're learning he did not receive the shtar yet, Mistama. They're learning that if we already received the shtar, it's not shayach a lashon of tzavach or lashon of shasak l'b'sayv tzavach. He shouldn't have accepted the shtar. If he accepted the shtar, so then it's pshita that he's kaina. And if he was Savach Mikara, what does it mean he accepted the shtar and he was Savach? He shouldn't have accepted the shtar altogether. Now the case was he didn't accept the shtar Bechlal. There was no, he didn't actually receive the shtar. And that's why they say we're talking about the Ashkimra. Ashkimra is Kiksuv Mesurim Dami. By a man Ashkimra, you kaina even if you don't receive the shtar. So there, there's a din. If you were Savach Mikara, so you never were kaina. But if you were Shasagal, besides Savach, so then it's too late. You already kind of b'shas, he was kaisev. Now the kseis asks, I mean, this din is brought in the Simon Reishim Hay by all the paiskim. There's a shtickle shayla what the b'shasev and the Shulchan Aruch means. But all the paiskim bring it in this way, that that's the halacha from the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, that he didn't receive the shtar, and therefore by a matnas bari, he's not kainas, so he doesn't have to be tzavach. By a matnas shkimera, it's ksum surim dam, if he's not tzavach, he's kaina. Now the Kseis asks, there's a din that a shchimra, you're not kind until after Misa. A shchimra could be chayzer. Why could it be chayzer? Because the Makabal wasn't kind yet. He's not zeichet l'acha Misa. So by a matna shchimra, even if he was already, even if he said, Klo, yes, I want the matana. And then afterwards, he changes his mind. He says, no, I don't want the matana. Why can't he change his mind? He's not kind yet. He says, let's say you tell someone, be meishach this para, and only be kainan after 30 days. Make the Maisa Kinyan now, and the Chalais Kinyan will take place in 30 days. And either both of them can be Chayza, because he's not kainan yet. Well, let's say Mekadosh and Isha, that it should be Chala Achalam. They both can be Chayza. See, here also, by Matnash Kimra, even though Chaksum Usurim Dami, but the Kinyan only takes place, the Chalais Kinyan only happens after Misa. So why can't it be Tzavach? What's the problem with Shasul Gubsev Tzavach? Until the Misa of the Nisan, he should be able to be Chayzer. And then Mrs. Rabbi Kivega there, and the Nesivis, they bring down the Nemuki Yisuf, it's a little bit earlier, it's in Afsamach Bezim and Aleph in the Daf Yerif, that he says, Enechanami, he says, Mamesh Allah Lamaisa that way. Dafka Shasak Acha Misa, but Mechayim no, because it's not Chal the Mat Neshkimra, and Afilu Shasak Yachal Akzabai. And the Nesivis learns up this way, Allah Lamaisa, that Avadin, until he dies, the Matan isn't Chal. He learns up that the Rif and the Rosh Gufa mean when they say Shasak Mikara means Mikara when he actually is kainit, which is by the death. And Shasak Ulbasaif Savach, and Savach Mikara means when he dies. And Shasak Savach means that after he dies he was Shasak, and then he was Savach because he was ready kainit, B'shas the Misa. But until the Misa, Havadi could be Chayzer, Havadi that Savach would help. But the Rif and the Rosh are not mashed away, and the Rambam. Zunda's mamish mash maklar that once he already said it, since the vishum sum sum dummy, he can't be chayzer anymore. So you have the chayzer's kasha. He's not kainet till acha misa. So why? Why can't he be chayzer al kapanim till the misa? What's the pshat that b'shasim seif savach it doesn't work? He should be able to be chayzer till the misa. So the chayzer brings a meridik yisayif in the Rosh in Gittin. The Rosh at the end of the first parak of Gittin. The Gemara there is Mavur, if you say Hailachmana Laplaini, and by the time you reach Plaini, he's dead. The Gemara says a chilek. If it's a Bari, if you're saying Hailachmani, if a Bari would say Hailachmana Laplaini, and he's dead, so you don't give it to his Yarshim. He only wanted to give the Matana to Plaini. Plaini was never kainit. He says, bring the Manatim. There was no Kinyan. So you give it back to the Nisan. Mashain Kain, if it's a Shkimra, if the Nisan's a Shkimra, so then the din is divish shimrak exum surim dami. And even if the makabel died before the nisin, still you give it to the yarshim. Because by a shkimera, you kaina divish shimrak exum surim dami. So you shine him a bothered, but he's not kaina until the nisin died. And if the makabel died before the nisin, so the makabel was already dead before he was kaina, because he's not kaina till the nisin dies. So what's the chilek by a bari? We say that since he's not kaina, by the time he's kaina, by the time you bring it to him, he's already dead. So you give it back to the nisin. So how come by a shkimra you don't say the same thing? If the nisin died after the makabel, Baiti wasn't kaina till the death. Very similar kasha. So the two terutzim in the rishayim. The Rosh says the teretz. That the divish shivmara in regard to being kaina achamisa considered ksuv musurim la mafreya mishas nesinasei. So since the nisin died, even though he died after the makabel, But the din of divish shkimak sum sum dami works l'mafreya. And when the nisen dies, the nisen could be chayzer until he dies. But once he dies, l'mafreya, the makabel is kind of l'mafreya. Zaktik says, that's why he can't be chayzer. The same reason why he's makabel, that he'll be kainah, even if he died before the nisen, who would then he can't be chayzer, because he's kainah l'mafreya. The nisen could be chayzer, because that's the din. Until he dies, we don't know that he's going to be kainah. So he could always be chayzer. But once he dies, and he wasn't chayzer until he died, so the kinyan of divi shkimra is chal l'mafreya michayim. Dazak tekseisek valdik yisayit from the rush. Now he says that the other rishayim say a different pshat. The other rishayim say by shkimra, then when you say haylach, you mean haylach kisri. Another teretz why he'd be kainah michayim, but not because shkimra works l'mafreya. So Zakdik says will be telling this machlokes. The Rosh is going l'shitasa, and you're going to have to say the same thing in the Rif and the Rambam, that the Vart of Divishkimra goes back l'mafreya, and the Kenyan is chal l'mafreya. And that's why the Makabel can't be chayzer. The Nisan can be chayzer, that's a din. As long as he's chayzer, it doesn't go back l'mafreya. But if the Nisan is never chayzer, so the Kenyan goes back l'mafreya, that's why the Makabel can't be chayzer. Once he agreed to the Matana, he can't be chayzer, because he's kind of l'mafreya. But ain't a chanami, if either is shenim that don't say the Rosh is teretz, and a mashman that divish kimra does not go l'mafreya, it goes l'achamisa. So the Ramai says, the Rashba, the Ran, they say different teretzim. They would hold that you could be chayzer by matnash kimra, the makabel, even if he was shasik b'sev savach, until the nisan dies, he could be chayzer. Thus stated Niksais, he says it would be a machlekes rishenim. So the mukyesef would be good. The mukyesef would hold like the Rashba and the Ran and the Ramah, that it doesn't go l'mafreya, but the Rosh will go l'shitase, goes l'mafreya, and that's the mashmai, so the Rif and the Rambam, that he can't be chayzer from the time that he writes the thing, because divish kimak sumum sumum dami, even though you need the misas and eisen, but it's not the pshat, he's not kainah till the misas and eisen, you need the misas and eisen to make that the kenyan should be chal l'mafreya. Now, as a vav for Abisa Zalman, it's an ilchas chiyah perik tes, halacha yadalad, and Abisa Zalman's talmidim all said the same Yisayin. Rabbi Aaron and Mishus Rabbi Aaron there, and Simon Yid Gimel on the Sugya, and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein and the Dibris Moshe, and the Oris at the end of the first parak in that Sugya, and Rav Shach and Avi Ezri here in the Rambam and Ilchus Chiyah. They all say, Avada the Gemara's Mavur and Kama Mekaymis, that the Kenyan of the Shkimer is Chal Achamisa. The Rambam's also Mavur that way. That the Shkimer, the Kenyan is Chal Achamisa. You can't say the kinyan goes back to Mafreya, that Taka, once the Nisan dies, the Kumtai said it always belonged to the Makabel Mamish from the time he said that it should belong to the Makabel. Can't say as Azach. Avada doesn't belong to the Makabel. Avada still belongs to the Nisan until he dies. The kinyan in Matnash Chimra is L'Achamisa. But the Pshan and the Rosh in Gittin, the Rosh's Lashon is Divish Chimra, L'Inyan Liknais L'Achamisa. So they say the pshat is like this. The actual nechasim don't change ownerships till he dies. But it's already chal chalois that he should get it. The chalois that he should get it after the misa is chal already. By a bari, it's never shaykh such a thing. When you make a kinyan lachalamid by a bari, when you say mishaykh parazuv loitikna lachalamid, or when you give a shtar that should work lachalamid, or kesef, you mekadesh anisha should be chal lachalamid, or you make a field, and you give kesef now that the kinyan should be chal lachalamid, you don't have, the maisa kinyan was a nigmar. If the maisa kinyan would have been nigmar, you'd have the chalois. The pshat is, it's not yet chal that there should be a maisa. That's why you could be chayzer. You have the kinyan, which is ayman ba'avir, and then, after 30 days, then the kinyan goes and makes the chalois. Now, she'en came by divish shkimra k'ksum sum dami. The ma'isa kinyan is fartig. It's already chal adin that it's his lachamisa. Rabbi Aaron says it was a vart, like he becomes the Irish. The Gemara says, matna shkimra k'rusha shavir abanan. We'll see you in the ninth parak. He becomes a Yerush. He could be a Yerush Michaim already. He could have a shame Yerush. And that can't be taken away. Or you could say, even without Yerush, it's Chal Adin in the Nechasim already. It's chal chalois in the nechasim eri that it's his lachamisa, but not the pshat is it's his now. It's not his now. It's the nechasim's now. But it's chal now the din that it's his lachamisa. It's mamish losh in the rush. Lenyin liknais lachamisa. Chashuv gesum shum mafreya mishasa sinasa. It already has the chalois that there'll be a kinyan lachamisa. But I think they're also learning that you can answer the Ksaisa's kasha with this, even though that he's not mamish kainet to lachamisa. But since it's already chaldas chalois, that's already considered, the din kinyan lachamisa is already chal now, so if he's shosak, he can't be chayzer from Yenidin anymore. That's the aside from the Gedayla Rashi Yeshiva. And now let's see the next Gemara. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Shkiv Rash Amat Truma Saim Zuz Leploini, V'sholish Meis Leploini, V'Abba Meis Leploini. A Shkimara that says, give 200 Zuz to this one, 300 to that one, 400 to that one. Ein Oymim Kol HaKayda Mishtar Zacha. You don't say that if there's not enough money, you don't have the whole 900 Zuz to give to all three, that since he said the 200 first, so you first have to take care of the full 200. If there's less money, let's say there's only 200 Zuz, you'd give it all to the 200. If there's 500 Zuz, you'd give 200 and 300. And then you could start giving to the 400. So the halacha is you don't do that. Because he had no intention of saying the 200 has precedence over the 300 or 300 or 400. He just couldn't say them all together. If he said clearly, give 200 Zuz to this one, and afterwards 300 to that one, and afterwards 400 to that one, then the 200 takes precedence over the 300, and 300 takes precedence over the 400. That's the braisa. So the two issues in the Rishonim, the Rishbam Red Zeis, that it's not necessarily because they're unequal sums. Even if he would have said, give 200 to this one, 200 to that one, 200 to that one, the halacha would be the same thing. That if he said, give 200 to this one, 200 to that one, 200 to that one, they're all equal. And if he said 200 to this one, and afterwards 200 to that one, and afterwards 200 to that one, then whatever he said first has precedence. So why did it say the unequal sum? So Rishbam says, because it's a chiddush, even though he said that the last one has 400 zuz, but the last one seems to be the one he likes the most, because he gave him the most money. But since he said afterwards, since he said acharav, so the other ones take precedence. And that's a big machlokes rishonim, both here and in Gittin, where the Gemara is also. Trying to bring a day in that note, that if they're all getting an equal sum, so why did he split it up? Why did he say 200 to this, 200 to that, 200 to that? He should have said 600 to be split among these three. Since he said each one separately, and there's no reason to, Vaisdais, he meant to give precedence to the first one. That is why the Braisa used an uneven schum. So that's a machlokes Rishonim. Is it dafka because it's an uneven schum? That's why we say there's no precedence, because there's no other way he could have said it other than saying them at three separate times. But if it was an even schum, which he could have said them all together, he could have said, give this, this, and this, 600 zuz. And he said, give 200 to this, 200 to this, 200 to this. So then he does mean to give precedence to the first one. Or no, any time he didn't say acharav, it's just them. That's the way he was talking. Give to this one, give to that one, give to that one. There's absolutely no seder, and they all get equally. Then there's another shmuz in the Rishonim. And the Rishbam says, what does it mean they get all equally? They don't divide it equally because it wouldn't be fair that the one that's supposed to get 400 should get the same as the one that's supposed to get 200. So what does it mean? You divide it proportionally. In other words, since he said, give 200 to this, 300 to that one, 400 to that one, that means he's giving the first one 2/9, the second one 3/9, and the third one 4/9. So whatever amount you find, if it's less than 900, so you split it up that way. 2/9 would go to the 200 one, 3/9 would go to the 300 one, 4/9 would go to the 400 one. And most Rishonim hold that way. Now Tosfos in Gittin brings down Rabbeinu Chananel that says from the Gemara in Ksuvos that he compares it to the case of the Gemara in Ksuvos where you have, let's say, three wives. One of them has a ksuva for 200, one has a ksuva for 300, one has a ksuva for 400. So the Gemara says you do like this. If there's only 200, that means the first 200, they all have an equal claim on it. So if there's 200, you divide it equally. The first 200, you divide equally. Let's say there's 300. So on the first 200, everyone has an equal claim. So you divide that equally. And on the next 100, the third 100, there, the one who's supposed to get 300 and the one who's supposed to get 400 are the only two that have a claim on that. So they would split that third 100. And anything more than 300, that all belongs to the one that's supposed to get 400. So that's a totally different formula. It's not the pshat to give 2 ninths to the 201, 3 ninths to the 301, 4 ninths to the 401. You say that in the first 200, they all have an equal claim, you split that evenly. On the next 100, you say only the 3 and the 400 have a claim, you split that evenly between the 3 and the 400, and the 200 gets nothing of that. And anything more than 300, only the 400 one has a claim, and she will get everything. So Rabbeinu Chanan says the same thing here. The first 200, they would split evenly. The next 100, they would split between the 3 and the 4. And the next 100, after that, would all go to the 400. But Taisa says, Aval yesh l'chalik, v'nirish yesh l'chalik. And that's what all the Rishayim hold, like the Rishbam, that it goes 2 ninths, 3 ninths, and 4 ninths. And the chilik l'chayra is that over there it's a shaila of shibud. The question is what the nechasim ha-meshubid. So 200 zuz of the nechasim ha-meshubid to all three. Anything above that's only meshubid to the 3 and the 400. And anything above that's only meshubid to the one that's supposed to get 400. Hashaykin here has nothing to do with shibud. It has to do with what his kavana vaidamatana. Since he clearly said that this one should get less, and this one should get more, and this one should get even more. So Mestamis Kavan is to give Alpi the proportion 2 ninths, 3 ninths, and 4 ninths. That's what Rav Yishayim hold. And now let's see another Gemara, a Gemara in Amid Beis. Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Shchim Rash Amam Mani Yesh Li Eitz HaPlaini. Shchim Rash that tells the Edom that there's a man that owes him money. So Edom Kaisam Afvish Eimakir. The Edom could record that he claimed that the man owes the money, even though they don't know if he's right or not. Rabbi Meir says that the Eidim are allowed to write up a shtar, and the shtar is a zikr and edus, like the Rishbam says, that he said that Pliny owes him money. And the signing and writing and signing, that's what he claimed, even though they don't know if it's true or not. Rabbi Meir says it's fine. But if he ever wants to get the money, if the Yerushim want to get the money, they're going to have to bring a raya that it's true, because this shtar, all it says is that the Shchimra made this claim. The Edom have no idea if it's true or not. They're not allowed to write just that he made this claim unless they know the claim is true. And the reason is, the Rishbam says, because we're afraid that the Bezdin will make a mistake and believe that if the Edom recorded the claim, it must be they knew it was a true claim. And they might act on the claim, even though all it is a claim. So even though that's not the halacha, Rabbi Meir says, the Chacham said, but people might think it's halacha, and therefore they made a takana that Edom should not write a shtar recording the Shchivra's claim unless they know that the claim is actually true. If they confirm the claim, then they can write a shtar. So therefore, once this rule is in place, l'fichu shugayv ein tzarech l'aviraya. So that's why, when he goes to collect it, even though all the shtar said is that there was a claim, but Bezin could assume that the Edom confirmed the claim, because otherwise it wouldn't be allowed to sign the shtar, and therefore they wouldn't have to bring a raya. Now, Bachanan asks that l'chaya, even if the Edom confirmed the claim, but what's the basis of writing a shtar? If the Edom happened to know that somebody owes somebody money, then not let a stam write a shtar. You need dasa mischayev. The one who owes the money could tell them to write a shtar. That makes him a shtar. But otherwise, how could the Edom stam write a shtar? The emesis is a machlekes rishayim. There's a Taisus early in the Afim Aleph that discusses it. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that there's no psul of miksavim by Edom unless you have an ilam. If Edom that cannot speak, they cannot say the Edus Baal Peh, they have a din that they can't write the Edus. But Edom who could speak, they could also write the Edus. There's nothing wrong with Edus Miksav, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the whole kash is not shver. There's nothing wrong with Edom writing a shtar without the Asim Mischai. That's Shita's Rabbeinu Tam. Taisus in Ksuvis Daf Chafalv talks about it. There's a shita that holds that as long as a shtar is written in the nusach of a shtar, even though there's no dasim eschayev, that makes it a shtar. Edus palpeh is not written in the nusach of a shtar; it's just written the edus. That's why there's a problem piksavim. But the fact that it's written in the nusach of a shtar makes it that it's not mipiksavim. That's the din of the shtar. Well, the Kamri Shainim hold. Taisus brings the shita in Bava Basra earlier in Ksuvis that you need dasim eschayev. You can't start writing a shtar. The shtar is written al pi, the one who's mechayev in the shtar, by halva, the loiva, by mechira, the meicher. They are the ones that have to instruct Edom to write the shtar. Even if the Edom know that it's true that he owes the money or he sold the field or whatever the case may be, it doesn't have a din shtar. It's mipiim v'loim piksavam, unless it's dasim eschayev. So the chayr it's shver. So what's the pshat here? The shchimra said someone owes me money. The Edom wrote the shtar. Okay, we assume they confirmed it. They found out that it was true. Fine. But how could you be geiver without a raya? The shtar wasn't written midasa mischayev. Why does it have a din of a shtar? There's no indication in the shtar b'chlal that there was any dasa mischayev. It's just they confirmed that the story was true. That's right, the b'chan in the shtar kakashi says that it seems to be a takanas chachamim. It seems to be a special takanas shkivmira. A shkivmira is it would be afraid that maybe he won't be able to collect the loans. He wanted to be able to have a way of recording the money. Now he's sick, he's going to die. We want him to be able to have a way of recording the money that people owe him. Like they made the Kanish Shchimra, Hashem, a teacher of Daitelov, is a Kanish Shchimra that he can write a shtar. That's all according to the Chachamim. Now, according to Rameir, it's very interesting. They're writing a shtar, and what stayed in the shtar? It says in the shtar that he claims that somebody owes the money. Now, what exactly is the value of the shtar? They can't collect without a raya. So, balabatish mistamu, we can learn. There's no, the shtar is not working in a bezdin. It doesn't work. Yeah, they have to bring a raya. But the pshat is, if they have an edus that the person, he at least claimed that someone owes the money, there's much more of a chance that the yarshim will recover the money. If the yarshim don't know about it, and let's say he can't, they're not around, he can't inform them, or even if he could inform them, but if it's not documented that that's what he said, the one who owes him the money might claim that the whole thing is not true, and the Yerushim are saying their father told him, and he says, no, it's fabricated, your father never told you such a thing. But if they have two Eidim that said, that he said on his deathbed that plenty owes him money, it's going to be a little bit harder for him to deny the whole thing. I mean, to say the Eidim are lying is not likely, and to say that plainly lied on his deathbed also might not be so likely. So that would give him more of a chance that he'll actually recover the loan. But there's no real halachic significance to the shtar. Azay l'chayr kam alernin. The Shita Mekabetzis brings from a mefarish, which he says, l'nei delami, who brings a rivash balataisvis. There was apparently a balataisvis, the rivash, who says another nafkamina. He says a nafkamina that now, if the person denies it, he's going to have to make a shuas hasis. There's a takana. Anytime someone makes a claim and the person denies the claim, even if the one who made the claim has absolutely no proof, but you have to make a shua, it's called a shua sesis. So now that you have a documented claim, that will be enough for a shua sesis. And he says, that's how the Rav Avezin Paskin, the Muslim, the Mistabrihu. So there is some halachic value of the shtar, it's going to be Mechayev, the one to make a shua sesis. So Rabbi Chanan's a little bothered with this Rivash Balatayshis. He says, why didn't he say shua sesis? Kumtais, he holds that if you have Edom, that the one, that the father, the one who died, had a tainus bari that someone owes the money, that's called as if you have a tainus bari, because a shuas hesis, you need a tainus bari. You come and say, maybe you owe me money, you don't have to have a shuas hesis. And the Arshim don't know. The Arshim are the ones moneying the money, they don't know. And Vaisis, you'll say, but since their father said a tainus bari, that is a din of a tainus bari. So why don't you say a better nafkamina? Lagabi Yeshua de Raisa of Maidim and Mixas. You see, Hesus was a takana that Rav Nachman made. When this Braisa was written, there wasn't Shua's Hesus. But why don't you say a better nafkamina? Lagabi the din de Raisa of Maidim and Mixas. Maidim and Mixas needs a tainus bari, needs a tviya. He says, Pliny owes me money. What if Pliny is made to half the money? So I have to make a Shua de Raisa because of the shtar. Because this shtar documents a tainus bari. If that's considered to be a tainus bari, the fact that he told Adam that Pliny owes him money, that makes it a tainus bari, legabi shuas hesis. So why not say it makes him a tainus bari, legabi shuas made him a mixas? Then Rabbi Chanan brings down that the Ran in the sixth parak of Shavuos says b'shem the Ramban. And let's say a Yerush would come and say, my father told me that you owe him $100. And the guy would say, no, I only owe him $50. Is there a din made him a mixas in that case? The one making the claim doesn't know, but he says his father told him that you owe him $100. And the guy is made to mix us. So the Ran brings b'shem the Ramban that the halacha is that he doesn't have to make a shuas made to mix us. And the tam is, he says, it's like a bari al yidei acher. When you come and make a claim to be made to mix us, you have to know the claim yourself. If someone told you the claim, that's called bari al yidei acher. It doesn't have a din of a bari. So you come and say, someone told me that you were mazik me. And he says, I was mazik only half of what the guy said. He doesn't have to make a shuas made to mix us. Bari al yidei acher. So who would then hear? When the Yerush says, my father claimed that you owe money, That's not called a tainus bar. You don't know. So memela, you can't taina that I owe you money. You don't know yourself. You only know it from your father. So taina Rabbi Chanan, lefi this svar of the Ramban, who adin, if not, it's not, even if it's not just his claim that says it, even if we have edim that say that the father said that he owes the money, so it's not called a tainus bar. Because if that would be called a tainus bar, taina Rabbi Chanan, so who would in your tainus bari that your father had a tainus bari is also a tainus bari? Because what's missing? The fact that your father said it, that's called a tainus bari. We don't know your father said it. We're good, but the Yerush is claiming the tainus bari that his father said it. So that should be called a tainus bari. Elamai, the Ramban holds, no. The Yerush is the Baldover. The father, he was the Baldover at the time, but he's not the Baldover anymore. His tain is not called the tainus bari. So who wouldn't have Adam told us that he tainted, that also wouldn't be called a tainus bari. So Rabbi Chanan is mashma like this, that it's a machlokes here, the Rivash Malatesis that the Shita Mekametzes brings down holds, that since at the time the father made the claim he was the Baldover, that's called the tain of a Baldover. That's not called Bari al Deyacher. That's called the tain of a Baldover. And if we have Adam that he made such a claim, that's called a tainus bari. It can make a hesis. And Rabbi Chanan seems to name on who wouldn't have been made to a mixus it would work. He's bothered why the Rivash Baal Taisis doesn't say that, but he's mashma from what he's saying, that's what he holds. It's one din. That's called the Tainus Bari. And the Mela wouldn't make any difference if we have Adam saying that he made that Tainus Bari, or the Yerush himself saying he made that Tainus Bari. In either case, we have a Tainus Bari here, because the Yerush certainly has a right to have a Tainus Bari. He became the Baldover. And if we're going to say his father's bari, blimes a bari, so it doesn't make a difference how we get his father's taina. If we get it through Adam, or get it through the Yerush's taina, either way, we'll have a taina's bari here. It can be mechayev v'shuas heses, it can be mechayev v'shuas maidu mixas. Now, Shengen the Ramban holds that no. The taina of the father is no longer considered a taina's bari for our case. He's not the baldover. He's an acher. It's bari al yidei acher. If the Yerush knows personally, so that's called a taina's bari. If he only knows because of what his father said, whether we get his father's edus, his father's claim from Adam that say his father claimed that way, or we get it because the Yerush himself heard his father claim that way, but that's not called a tainus bari. That's a bari al yidei acher. It doesn't count. Not for shuas es, it's not for shuas meidu mixas. That's what sounds like a Bechanan's learning the sugya. Rav Shmuel Rizovsky in the Shurim, he brings, it's really a machlekes Ram and Raiv in the Gabi Hesses. I'm afraid it's a machlekes Ram and Raiv in Berek Alf and Luchas Taim and Itan. If the Yisayimim say, the Ramam holds, then if you say that your father said that he owes money, you can't make a shuas heses on that. That's not called a tainus bari. But the Rav says it is called a tainus bari. If you say that your father said that, it's called a tainus bari. And the chayr, that's the machlokes. Is the father's claim considered a bari of a baldover ben gave the Yerush? Do you say that the father's the baldover? So mela, both the father and the Yerush are the baldover. So mela, it's called a tainus bari. And that's what the Rivash Baal Taisis hold. That's where you can make a shuas heses. And that's what the Ravid holds. Or do you say, no, now the Yerush is the Baldover. The father's not sitting the Baldover anymore. And the Baldover doesn't have a tainus bari. He doesn't know. And if Shmuel Zevsky tainus, it's not muchich. L'chaya can be mechalik between if Adam say the father made the claim or if the Yerush says the father made the claim. The Yivash Maltaisis is saying when Adam say the father made the claim, then there's a mechayev of Hesus. The father's considered a Baldover to be called the tainus bari. But if the Yerush says the father made the claim, so maybe Azai, Avan, if the father made the claim, that's called a tainus bari. But how do we know the father made the claim? Elamai, because the Yerush is saying the father made the claim. That's not called a taina. The Yerush is a baldover. He could taina. He knows about the situation. He knows that Yen owes the money. But he doesn't know Yen owes the money. He knows the father claimed Yen owes the money. That's not called a claim. A claim that Yen claimed it, that's not called a taina. That's not called the tainus of a baldover. So if we have a shtar saying the father made this claim, we have Adam saying the father made this claim, that's called, we have a tainus bari. But all we have is the Yerush's claim the father made the claim, that's called a tainus bari. But the Ramban, like we said, he's naming on that even if the father made the claim, it's called a bari al deyacher. So the Ramban is mashma, the father's claim is not a bari of a baldava b'chlal. The Rivash Baal Taisis is saying, claim not the way. The Rivash Baal Taisis is saying, if we have Adam, the father made the claim, it is called a bari. Joseph Shmuel is tining, that's Lav Dafka Raya that the Rivash Baal Taisis would hold, even when there's a claim that he made the claim, when the Yerush claims he made the claim, maybe be maskim that wouldn't be called a tainus bari like what the Rambam holds. Because we don't have the father's claim lefenenu to say we have the claim in a baldav. We just have the Irish tining that the father tined that, and that's not called the tain of a baldav to say that there's such a taina. A baldav has to say about the mitzis. He can't just say about the taina. That's one svar Shmuzovsky says. Another nekuda he says about Rabbi Chanan was bothered with why the Rivash Balatayis said his din by Shuas Hesis. Why did he say his din by Shuas Meidim and Mixas? He said, could be like this. Lemaisa, we pass in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ayin Hechai Shemishbad. You don't really need a full Tainus Bari for Shuas Hesis. A reclined with Dov is good enough. Let's say a guy comes and claims in Bezdin, Yenna stole money from me. How do you know? Because I came into my house, he was running out of the back door, and I see that my safe is broken into and all the money is gone, and he was running out of the back door. That's not really a Tainus Bari. You didn't see him steal the money. You have a good reason to suspect that he stole the money, a very good reason, but that's not a Tainus Bari. But the Shulchan Aruch says that's good enough for Shuas Hesis. It's not good enough for a Shuas Meidim Mixas. If he claimed he stole half the money, he doesn't have to make a Shuas Meidim Mixas, because you don't have a Tainus Bari that he stole the money altogether. But it's good enough for a Shuas Hesis. So maybe that's a pshat in the Yivash Palatesis. If you say, my father said that you owed money, that's not really a Tainus Bari. It wouldn't be good enough for Meidim Mixas. If we have Edom that the father made that claim on his deathbed, that's not called a Tainus Bari. But for Shuas Hesis, you don't really need a Tainus Bari. A Reglaim Adav is good enough. It's at least a reglaim adover. If his father said on the deathbed that he owes the money, it's at least a reglaim adover he owes the money. So for Shmuel Hesses it would work, but for Meidim Mixas it wouldn't. That's Taina Dib Shmuel Rozovsky.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.